Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of BJ's become.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Bly. Robert W. Bly is the name of the book, The Digital Marketing Handbook, his brand spanking new book to help you get out of the ground and start flourishing online with your business, with your online marketing, selling people directly off your website, lead generation, whatever you're trying to do online. A step-by-step guide to creating websites that sell. Bob, congratulations again on the new book. How many books is this? 150, 60? How many?
No. This is my 95th book.
Only his 95th book, folks. And of course, they've sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And I think we've launched about 47 of these, Bob.
It helped me a lot, yes.
In the last 15 years. So we're talking to folks about how to get your website out of the ground, where to start. What about people, you know, if you think about it, Bob, most people today who are listening already have a website of some kind. I mean, they probably got something. How do they know if things aren't working well, and how do they redirect their online presence?
Well, the first thing I ask someone if they come to me personally and say, I'm not sure if my website is working well, I ask them a few questions about their metrics. And when they say to me, we don't measure that, I said, then you have no idea whether it's working well or
mm-hmm.
not. So everything online, it's like in the old days in direct response, we always lauded over the branding people because we said, we can measure everything. Well, now online, everything is or should be direct response, and you can measure the ROI and the results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, but still, you can help people look at their websites and tell whether they what they need to do.
There are so many common mistakes that people make virtually all or most of the time.
Yeah.
And I can just open any website and immediately
What's the thing you see the most?
Here's the biggest thing. The sweet spot in terms of real estate on the homepage is the upper right corner. If you don't have a strong, prominent call to action in the upper right corner of your site,
right.
you are losing opt-ins and conversions.
Mm-hmm.
And most people put it in the middle or at the bottom or at the side,
right.
upper right corner.
Which brings me – well, give me one more, and then I'm gonna bring up a little bit of a different topic. Go ahead. What would be another example?
Other sites where they design it so that when you go on some of the – after the home page, you go on some of the first-level pages and you see links to interesting, very important features, and then you go back to the home page and you realize there's no way to reach those from the home page.
Right.
Every major piece of content should have its own menu button on the home page,
right.
and I am a fan of more menu rather than less menu.
Thank you very much, which brings me to this topic, which is the high scrolling WordPress type websites with all these huge cliche photos and all that kind of stuff. What do you think about those websites?
They are, along with these rotating image banner websites, the hip and the fashionable.
I hate
and
them.
I hate them, but also they don't work as well as conventional websites.
Thank you.
It is not as easy.
How do you find stuff?
Look, there was a survey. I forget who did it. I could probably find it and send it to you. That said, of users, thousands of users, what's most important to them? 75% said the most important thing is that I can easily find
right.
what I'm looking for
without having to scroll 29 pages. All right, so that I appreciate you saying that. I think that's really an important point that Bob's making here, folks. All right, so now let's talk about mobile. What do you tell your clients about mobile? What's in your book about mobile?
Well, we give the I actually took the mobile part of my book from my webmaster, who's more knowledgeable than me, and we give them sort of the technical guidelines on a high level of what you do, what you need to do to make it work on mobile, and I could give you some of those. Obviously for most of us, not all of us, we live in a mobile world, which I don't get because I'm not myself mobile.
Well, I will tell you, Bob, I tell people this all the time. Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future.
Unfortunately, you're right. I'm not a fan of smartphones, but I've become a minority. You know, I still use, my kids laugh, I still use a desktop PC and a landline phone on my desk.
Well, that's because you're on house arrest, right? Because you got the thing around your ankle, you can't leave, right, Bob?
Well, my son's an engineer. He says, "What do you use for calculating your taxes, an abacus?"
Well, but as you say, most people, what I try to help people with is understanding that never mind a mobile app. You don't need a mobile app, but you do need a mobile site. Because for all these young people who don't even own a desktop, basically, you got to be able to reach those guys, don't you?
You do, and I am not quite as disdainful, maybe that's the wrong word, of mobile apps as you are. They're easy to do, and if you can think of one that would be of use to your users,
right.
I think should do one.
I just like to help people. What I like to do is get them started with a site. And then if they can grow up from a site to an app, I don't like for them to go to an app first.
I agree with that 100%.
Yes. Baby steps. Hey, Bob, I need your website, please.
www.bly.com. And if you want a free chapter of my book, www.bly.com/digital. Free chapter
right.
of the digital marketing
And the
handbook.
Books are available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.